Mr. Speaker, please recognize Representative Wright Herald for Senate amendments to House Bill 1999.
Clerk will read.
Senate amendments to House Bill 1999 by Wright Herald of the House and Schultz of the Senate, an act relating to elections.
Representative Wright, you're recognized to explain Senate amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is an amendment from the Senate adding one line to my bill for the recount. I would move for adoption of those amendments.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions of the author? Representative Proctor, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Wright, can you just briefly explain the change?
Yes. The amendment would add by a majority vote. It relates to the election board and the recount. In a recount, the election board would determine the ballot, the validity of the ballot, by a majority vote. That's the addition.
Representative Brown, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Wright, could you tell me now the process? Is it not by majority vote of the election board secretary or the election board?
That is correct. However, it this language is an effort. The addition was made, the amendment was made in the Senate to help clarify the fact that the election board does have that authority by majority vote to determine the ballot. That's the reason for the amendment.
Representative Brown for a follow-up.
Yes, I'm help clarify for me now. They are currently practicing this.
Well, thank you, Representative. That's a good question. There is at times a little bit of, I guess, a concern or lack of knowledge on part of the election board whether they do have the final authority to determine whether a ballot is valid or not. And that this effort is just to help clarify that language.
Representative Brown, you're recognized for a question.
Has there been an instance that you know of that we need this bill in order to clarify that, or is this just cleanup language that you wanted to run?
This was my bill, and the reason was that in my recount in this summer, there was a question about that that came up, and it was not clear, and so it's my effort to try to clarify that language.
Seeing no additional questions, there are additional questions. Representative Roan, you're recognized for a question.
Representative Wright, did you observe your recount?
Yes, I did.
Were there any ballots that were challenged?
Yes, there was one.
Representative Roan for a follow-up.
And that challenge, who made the ruling?
The election board made the ruling.
Representative Roan for a follow-up.
Isn't that what you're trying to say right here, is the election board is the one, and didn't they do it that way?
They weren't sure whether or not they had the authority to determine whether the ballot was actually a ballot or not. That was the reason that they voted the way they did.
Representative Roan for a follow-up.
Would you believe that I witnessed a recount in which there were several challenged ballots, and at each one of those challenged ballots, the election board secretary and the two members actually looked them over and voted whether they were valid or not?
I believe that, yes.
Representative Morissette for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, on page 2 of the new language, and then maybe the Representative Brown and Roan were talking about that, but on lines 21 and 22, it reads, the county election board shall have the authority to determine if a ballot is valid and if the ballot should be counted. That language basically leaves it completely subjective to each county election board, all 77 of them. There's no real standard. It's up to the majority of the board when they vote whether a ballot is valid or not. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Representative Morissette for a follow-up.
Would you agree that there may be incidences in the future, and I know this is speculative because your bill in some ways is speculative, that language could be opened up to some abuse at the election board level, depending on the contest, the severity of the match, et cetera, et cetera? Would you agree with that?
I don't think so. I think that's a possibility the way the language is right now, as a matter of fact, without that being inserted in there.
Representative Morissette for a question.
Would you believe I suspected that's what you were going to say, but the present language the way it is written basically doesn't really give, it basically gives the board the authority to do a recount. But with your added language, it basically sort of tips off a signal to a board. And I'm not saying it would happen, but what I'm saying is it sort of turns the light on if somebody wanted to twist that election around by indicating to them that they are the sole authority to determine. And what I'm getting at is that because we have both the paper trail and the electronic, that that added new language does create, because this is speculative, would you believe, in my opinion, doesn't really improve what you're attempting to do because it opens the door to some possible monkey business down the line.
What's your question?
Representative Morissette, you're recognized for a question.
My question is that there isn't any apparent fault with the present system. We're adding language that could create the possibility of impropriety by adding the new language. Instead of just leaving it alone, what you're doing is you might be opening up the door to impropriety by indicating to the local election board that they are the final arbiter. What I'm saying is
Representative Morissette, do you have a question? I'm sorry, if you would rephrase that in the form of a question, it would be greatly appreciated.
Do you believe that this language has the possibility to create more ambiguity than what you're trying to achieve?
I appreciate the question, and I think it's sincere, but I think this helps to further help the board to make that decision. I know in my particular case, Representative Morissette, election board didn't realize that they had the authority to make the final judgment, and there was a question on the ballot. The ballot was very clearly the way it was, and they chose not to make a decision rather than make a decision because they didn't feel that they had that authority.
Representative Wright now moves adoption of the Senate amendments. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please indicate by saying nay.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Senate amendments are adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1999 by Wright Herald of the House and Schultz of the Senate, an act relating to elections.
Representative Wright moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Martin Scott votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Pruitt votes aye. Representative Richardson votes aye. Representative Hilliard votes aye. Representative Reniger votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Inns votes aye. Representative Nelson votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Reynolds, Representative Sullivan, Representative Williams, Representative Kiesel, Representative Nations, Representative Glenn, do you care to vote? Representative Reynolds votes aye. Declare the vote.
91 aye, 5 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those constituting and electing to the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.